National hotline dispute escalates as CCGNJ rejects arbitration. The dispute between the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, CCGNJ, and the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG, over the 1-800-GAMBLER hotline seems far from over, as the CCGNJ has announced its refusal to engage in arbitration with the NCPG. Last week, the NCPG filed a request with the American Arbitration Association, AAA, to initiate arbitration proceedings against the CCGNJ after talks over the National Gambling Helpline broke down. Prior to this move, the NCPG had secured a temporary restraining order against the CCGNJ, preventing the hotline from being taken offline until a judge can review the case and make a ruling on the contractual dispute between the two parties. Since 1983, the CCGNJ has been the owner and national operator of the 1-800-GAMBLER hotline. However, for the past few years, the NCPG has run the hotline under a licensing agreement with the CCGNJ, which includes an annual payment of $150,000. Since their three-year agreement expired in May of this year, the two entities have not been able to agree on a new deal, casting uncertainty over the future of the national hotline. According to the TRO court filings, the NCPG claims it tried to exercise an option to extend the agreement, but the CCGNJ has countered this, arguing that the National Council did not provide timely notice of its intention to renew the deal. Despite the NCPG insisting that the initial contract mandates that any dispute be settled through arbitration, the CCGNJ has refused to engage in arbitration. The New Jersey organization contends that without a current licensing agreement between the two councils, the arbitration mandate outlined in the original contract is no longer applicable. Quote, since that agreement expired, a new license agreement was offered to NCPG by CCGNJ. NCPG declined the offer extended to them by CCGNJ and, as such, NCPG was informed that they are no longer permitted to operate and manage the brand. The demand for arbitration filed by NCPG with the American Arbitration Association is not a valid request. The manner in which arbitration may be requested is specified in the language of the expired license agreement. Therefore, CCGNJ shall not accept this request. Luis Del Orbe, CCGNJ Executive Director. NCPG questions CCGNJ's plan for helpline. The CCGNJ intends to continue operating the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline nationally without the NCPG's involvement. Del Orbe added, the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline number sits at the core of CCGNJ's purpose of existence. CCGNJ and the 1-800-GAMBLER has passed the test of time. The 1-800-GAMBLER helpline is not going to go away, ever. In response to CCGNJ's rejection of their arbitration request, Kate Hubble, NCPG Director of Communications, said that the refusal of the NJ Council to honor the terms of the existing contract in its alternative proposal would drastically affect the helpline's operations and compromise the NCPG's ability to maintain its quality standards.